goodsuccess.com. Father, we thank you for the privilege to be in your presence again today. Thank you, awesome God. We return the glory to you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we say thank you for everything you've done since we started this series. And we ask, oh God, that you visit everyone today. Let no one return back the same way. Grant everyone an encounter of a lifetime. Let everyone have an encounter with the spirit of success. Not just with the principles, but with the spirit of success. In Jesus Christ's mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are welcome to this episode today. I hope we've been blessed ever since we started the series. And just as a reminder, the series of topics has been Reasons People Fail and Common Sense Guide to Avoiding Them. And the bigger series has been Kingdom Mysteries and Miracles for Good Success. What that one tells us is that it's not only miracles that we need, we also need the mysteries. But today, we'll find a way of combining the power of God that brings the miracles and also talk about the mysteries, the principles that we can apply to keep the miracles consistent in our lives. Praise God. So when we started, we've been looking at a number of points. And when we started, we understood that looking for miracles or magic instead of knowledge and wisdom is one of the reasons people fail. Impatience is one of it. Lack of mentorship, lack of vision, lack of focus on our vision. Then also, the second week, we were able to understand that failing to plan is planning to fail. Failing to program is also one of the reasons people fail. And failing to put the vision and mission to work is one of the reasons people fail. And also, being busy instead of being productive is one of the reasons people fail. Replacing work and responsibility with prayer is one of the reasons people fail. And also, failing to recognize that life is in times and seasons, which is going to be an episode on itself. I decided to omit that one because it's going to be a full episode. We cannot put that in the middle of this. Then also, we understood that missing important opportunities is one of the reasons people fail. And then last week, we were able to see a couple of things again, which includes bad attitude and character is one of the reasons people fail. You may be good at what you do. You may be the best artisan in town, best teacher in town, best doctor in town. But if you have bad attitude, the bad attitude is going to repel people from you, repel helpers and repel people who are supposed to be your customers and clients. It's going to repel them. Then bad relationship management, which is also, you know, a relative of attitude and character, is one of the reasons people fail. You know, you had a misunderstanding with somebody and you couldn't manage it well. People fail because of that. Relationships fail because of that. Marriages fail because of that. Then prayerlessness is one of the reasons people fail also. Meaning that if a Christian does not know how to pray, he's already a prey to demons. If somebody doesn't know how to pray, it's already a prey. That means you will be overcome by the slightest and the most base of demons. We find a way of attacking the person and overcoming the person. Then also, we mentioned the fact that lack of favor is one of the reasons people fail. Meaning that if somebody's life lacks favor, it's going to fail woefully over and over again. Then also, we mentioned last week that living by assumptions instead of facts and the truth is one of the reasons people fail. Then fear, which is a lack of faith, is one of the reasons people fail also. What will fear do to anyone? Fear cripples people and does not let them take actions. For example, if you are afraid of failing, the person is not going to take actions. If you are afraid of making mistakes, the person is not going to take actions. And if you don't take actions, the person cannot have results. Results come as a result of actions. And also, fear prevents people from seeing opportunities in the face of challenges. Actually, challenges in themselves may come as if they have come to attack you. But challenges are also opportunities in disguise. Because it's an opportunity for God to prove himself. It's an opportunity for you to see different things that will not work. It's an opportunity for you to grow and become stronger. But fear can prevent you from seeing opportunities when challenges come. So God wants you to see opportunities. He wants you to see the things, the graces in your life that you have not seen before. But because you are afraid, you will not take the steps. So fear cripples people. It doesn't let them take actions when they should take actions. And, you know, because of the law of times and seasons, if you fail to take action where you're supposed to take action, the person is going to fail. The person is going to miss a lot of opportunities. But I pray for all of us that we'll begin to take actions at the right time and succeed in the name of Jesus. Then also, one of the reasons people fail is procrastination. I think I've shared this before. One of the things my dad wrote for me several years ago, probably 20 years ago, he wrote on a piece of paper that procrastination is the thief of time. And things that you do halfway, they are never done well. That means things you do halfway, they are never going to be right. Anything that will be good and perfect must be done well. So if you do something halfway and you say, oh, I'll finish it later, not because you don't have time, not because you have other things to do, but because you just want to procrastinate, the person will not do many things right. Some people, they start a relationship, it's halfway. They start a business, halfway. Start a career, halfway. Start studies, halfway. Nothing is ever done and finished. The person is going to be full of failures. But I pray none of us will be in that situation, in Jesus' name. Why do we have to avoid procrastination? Number one, procrastination makes you forget things. I think I've shared it before. My dad gave me only one task when I was small. So he has a set of shoes and he says, every morning, make sure you clean my shoes. You know, my dad is very time conscious and he doesn't want to now say, I'm going out, now come and clean my shoes. No, he wants all the shoes cleaned. So when he wants to go out, he just takes anyone he wants and he wears it. But guess what? I forget it almost every day. He will have to call me. Femi, have you cleaned my shoes? I say, sorry, I forgot. He got to a time, he was like, is he doing this intentionally? He was telling my mom that, I think this boy intentionally doesn't want to clean my shoes. And my mom says, no, Femi will not do that. So I believe by the Spirit of God, my dad just said, the reason you are forgetting this thing is because you are procrastinating. You said you're going to do it. Maybe you wake up in the morning and you say, oh, okay, I'm going to clean, but I will do it after this. You are procrastinating, then you forget. So I know very well now from there that if you don't want to forget important things in life, don't procrastinate. You want to call somebody on his birthday or her birthday, call right now. You want to do something, do it right now. And if you're not going to do it right now, write it down somewhere you're going to see it. Write a list of the things you're going to do so that you won't have to procrastinate and forget. Why should we avoid procrastination? It steals our time. There's a time for something. The Bible says there's a time for everything. There's a season for everything under the sun. There's a time. There's a season. If you miss the time, if you miss the season, the person is going to miss opportunities for success. Opportunities for meeting destiny helpers. Opportunities for success. Opportunities for meeting people. Now, you're supposed to do something tomorrow. Now, you have taken all the things you're supposed to do today. You have added it to the one tomorrow. How are you going to do the things that are meant for tomorrow well? So, procrastination makes you miss opportunities. It makes you not to do things well because you have now jam-packed all the things you're supposed to do together. Some actions produce little or no results, except when taken at the right time and season. Any delays could nullify the results you are supposed to have if you don't do that thing at the right time. What is the meaning of that? Now, some actions, you need to do them right now. I imagine when I met my wife for the first time, if I didn't talk to her at all, I may never have the opportunity to talk to her again. I didn't propose to her. I didn't say I like her. I didn't say anything. But I just started a conversation that made sure she can remember me when I eventually call her. That's what I did. If I missed the opportunity, maybe I would never have married her. So we must know in life that there are times, there are seasons. By the sensitivity to the Spirit of God, know what time it is and don't procrastinate. And also today, we're going to look at a series of points. Laziness. Laziness is one of the reasons people fail. People often confuse laziness with capability and ability. No. Laziness is when you have ability and capability, but you are lacking the willingness and the drive to take action. Laziness is simply inaction when action is required. You have the ability to take action. You have the ability to take on that job. You have the ability to take on that business. But you just don't want to do it because you don't feel like doing it. You know it's the right thing to do. You are sure it's the right thing to do. You don't feel like doing it. Then you don't do it. That is laziness. Inability is when you don't have the ability to do something. But when you have the ability, but because you lack willingness and drive and you don't do it, that is laziness. It's one of the reasons people fail. The Bible says a lazy man will roll and roll and roll on his bed and will not take action when he should be taking action. It says poverty will roll on the person. That's not you and I. I pray that you and I will not experience that in Jesus' name. The Bible says in Proverbs 12:27 that the lazy man does not rot what he has taken in hunting, but diligence is a man's precious possession. That means the opposite of diligence is laziness. The opposite of laziness is diligence. Diligence is when you do what you're supposed to do at the right time because you have the ability to do it. Laziness is not doing what you're supposed to do. And procrastination is pushing forward what you're supposed to do now till tomorrow. That's laziness. God does not want you and I to be lazy. God says the lazy man, that poverty will take him over. One of the things that I want you to check in his life, if you are experiencing any form of failure or poverty, is, am I lazy? That's one of the things. And laziness does not mean you are not busy. You can be busy and not productive. For example, you know you are supposed to plan your day, but you wake up in the morning too lazy to plan your day, but you are too active to get into action. That's another form of laziness. Intellectual laziness. You just decided not to think about something you are supposed to think about. Do you know that many problems that we face as believers are problems that have to do with thinking? Bishop Oyedepo mentioned something. He said he has a thinking room. He said somebody was like, did you mean prayer room? He said no, there is a thinking room. That is where I go when I want to think. Because some things, they don't answer to prayers. They answer to thinking. The thinking is the answer to the prayer you have already prayed. Because inside the thinking, that's when you become creative. That's when you know the steps you're supposed to take. So I pray that all of us, if any of us have been operating in laziness in any way, I cast that spirit out in the name of Jesus. Not finishing what you started is laziness. Procrastination and laziness are friends. They work hand in hand. They are brothers. Blood brothers in quotes. Preferring comfort over taking responsibility is what laziness also is. You just want to be comfortable. You just want to relax. I cannot come and go and kill myself kind of ideology. No. Laziness is the spirit behind it most times. I'm not saying we should not relax, we should not take some recreation, but I'm saying not doing what you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do it. Laziness is what it's called. Then last week we mentioned something that is also one of the major causes of failure in the lives of people. Lack of service. This our generation, we don't want to serve anybody in life. We just want to start life today and finish life today. And you know, you just want to be prosperous today. You don't want to serve anybody. You don't want to have any history of doing anything for anyone. And when I say serve somebody, we are not talking about being a servant to somebody alone or serving somebody alone. No, we are also talking about you don't want to provide service for a lot of people. You just want to blow. And I don't even know where they got the idea of blowing from. Because as far as I'm concerned, everything that blows gets destroyed. We should not have that idea as Christians. In the Christian journey, God takes you from level to level. It doesn't mean that it will be in additional states that, you know, 2 plus 2 equal to 4 plus 2, 6. No, no, no. That's not how God promotes. God can give you 2 plus 2, 4. When you do well, it can just take you to 10. When you do well, it can take you to 20. The way God promotes is not the way of the world. However, service is the secret to that place. Luke 16:12 that we read last week. If you have not been faithful in what is another man's. Somebody gave you a contract to do for somebody. He gave you a business to do. He wanted to buy a product from you. But you didn't do it well. You are saying, no, no, no. When I become big, I will begin to do well. The person will never become big. You are selling products of 20 naira, 30 naira, 1,000. And the person is not doing it well. He said, no, when I begin to sell 1 million, I will do it well. That 1 million will never come. Because doing well in little things is what God used to promote you. That's not how the world works. The world, you can find your way, bribes people, do several things, and you may go scot-free for a while, of course. But in the kingdom of God, this is how it works. You serve people. God says, if anyone wants to be the head, he must be the servant of all. So, unwillingness to serve other people is one of the reasons people fail. You learn how to help yourself by first helping others, by first serving others. 1 Peter 4:10-11 says, use whatever gift you have received to serve others. NIV. whatever gift you have received, he said, use it to serve others. And when you serve others, then people will be willing to serve you. Remember, the Bible says, give and it shall be given to you. If you have not given service, don't expect it. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, shall men give to your bosom. Philippians 2:4 says, let each of you not look out for his own interest, but for the interests of others. That is how it works. Look out for the interest of other people. You have been given something to do. Do it to the best of your ability. Let this scripture always be in your spirit. I think I've shared with us, it is what has helped me thus far, that whatever your hand finds to do, do it well. That is one. Another one says, whatever your hand finds to do, do it as if you are doing it unto Jesus. And remember, Jesus is a righteous judge. If you don't do well, you get not doing well result. If you do well, you get your result in full, good result. So whatever you are doing for other people, he says, do it as if you are doing it for Jesus. Not only in church, let's not confuse it. Not only in church, anywhere you are, do it as if you are doing it for Jesus and for God. And that is how to get promoted. Do it to the best of excellence. Why do people fail? I can do it all by myself mentality. Do you know that lone wolves, lone lions, they get defeated by larger animals when they walk alone? The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 4:9-10 that we always quote about marriage, two are better than one. If you only want to do things by yourself, I'm a lone ranger. It is the recipe for failure. So don't do things by yourself alone all the time. No, I can do it all by myself. I don't need any help from anybody. It is the recipe for failure. May you and I not be found in the place of failure in the name of Jesus. If you read Ecclesiastes 4:9-10, it says, if any man stands alone, then he can easily fall. He said, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. I can do it all by myself mentality is one of the reasons people fail. You are going through a challenge. There is nobody in the world you want to share with. There is nobody that can pray with you. No, I will pray by myself. I will do it by myself. You cannot even submit to any pastor. I'm not talking to those of us here because I know we are not like that. But I'm saying that you may be tempted to be in that realm at any point in life. Maybe you are going through something and you're like, I'm too ashamed. I cannot be telling people I need help. No, it is one of the reasons people fail. Everybody who gets promoted needs help and they get it. When you get to a place that you don't want to get help from anybody, tell yourself that the devil is about to attack me. Because when lions walk alone, elephants can defeat them. Rhinoceros can defeat them. But when animals work in a herd and they walk together, man, they can take down any elephant and it will turn to food for them. Let's remember, I can do it all by myself mentality is one of the reasons people fail. If you have been going through a certain situation, a certain challenge, over and over and over again, and you are going through it, please ask for help. Prayerfully, by the Holy Spirit, ask people for advice. Ask people to help you. Ask people to pray with you, to agree with you. The Bible says, if two or more of us agree concerning anything we pray about, he said it shall be granted. Jesus said it by himself. If two or more of us agree about anything, he said it will be done for us. That means there's a difference between when you pray alone and when you agree with somebody to pray. May God give us understanding in Jesus' name. Then why do people fail? Lack of preparation. Lack of preparation is one of the reasons people fail. Your level of preparation determines your level of results. Proverbs 21:31. It says, the horse is prepared for the day of battle, but deliverance is of the Lord. Even when you want to pray, prepare your prayer. Because, you know, the reason why some people cannot pray long is because they just say, I want to pray, and they jump into prayer. Now, eventually, when they pray for 2 minutes, they don't know anything they want to pray about again. And they suddenly forget all the problems they have in their lives. Because they never decided to sit down and write their prayer points. If you write your prayer points, all the things you need God to do, I tell you, you can get into prayer and pray for the next 3 hours. Because now you remember all the challenges you have. Because naturally, they will make you forget everything. So, preparation. Whether you want to go into business, you want to go into ministry, you want to go into a career, prepare. Find out. Learn from people that have gone ahead. Which is another point we're going to get into. Ask questions. You want to go into a city, ask them, what happens in that city? What are the challenges people normally face? What are the successful people normally have? What are the things I can do in that city before you get there, not when you get there? Before you get there, the Bible says, us is prepared for the day of battle. Why do you have to prepare the battle when God is the one who will give the deliverance? But God is still expecting you and I to prepare our horses. Grace to do that may be granted to us in Jesus' name. Proverbs 24:27 says, prepare your work outside, make it fit for yourself in the field, and afterward, build your house. That means if you want to do anything in life, first prepare. Prayerfully prepare with fasting. Ask questions from people. Read books. Bishop Oyedepo said, before he went into ministry, he read, I've forgotten the number of biographies he said he read. That means he read how different people did ministry, the mistakes they made, the things they did well, the things they didn't do well. And no wonder, people wonder at him today, but he took some steps. He got prepared. He took his preparation. And that's one of the secrets to success. Preparation. There are different levels of results in life. 1 Peter 3:15 says, but sanctify the Lord in your heart and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks about your faith. That means even before you go out to preach, get ready. Be ready to give a defense about your faith. Prepare. Now, I want to look at different levels of preparation and different results they bring. I'm sure all of us have gone to schools at different levels in life. When you write an exam, there are different levels. We have F, we have D, we have C, we have B, we have A. Then A even has levels. Now, when somebody has F grade, I'm talking naturally now, F grade means no preparation. That means the person did almost no preparation. That is why he got F. Now, when somebody prepares a little but not well enough, the person has D, what we call let my people go. Just let him go. And when somebody has average, C, he did well, he read notes they gave him in class and attended class. Then when somebody prepares very well, that's good preparation. He has B, he has read beyond the lecturer's notes. And he did well, practiced his questions and all that. He got B. Now, there's what we call excellent result, which comes from excellent preparation. Do you know how to do that? Extra hard. Divine favor is also there. The person has read well. The person has read his notebooks, his textbooks, gone for extra class, done everything. Then there's favor. In life, when you prepare, remember all these things and ask yourself a question. This thing I'm going into, if I've prepared excellently, I will get excellent results. But ask yourself, have I prepared excellently? If you have not prepared excellently, don't expect excellent results. And guess what? Excellent preparation plus favor is what gives A grade. Because you can prepare well and prepare in the wrong direction. I don't know if it has happened to you before. You are preparing for an exam and you are just reading the wrong thing. You are enjoying it. It has happened to me before. I think it was chemistry or something. There was this particular topic in that aspect of business that I loved. And I was reading. I was always reading that aspect. But exam will come and it was something less that they brought out. Because I was reading in the wrong direction. Because I enjoyed what I was reading. Instead of reading what lecturer wanted me to read. And what is in the course outline. So, excellent preparation brings a great result. Excellent preparation plus favor in life now. Not just in school. School can be straightforward. But in life, when you prepare excellently and favor is added to it, then you get excellent results. So, like we said, today we have talked about laziness. We have talked about service, serving other people. Then we have talked about I can do it all by myself mentality. It's one of the reasons people fail. Then lack of preparation is one of the reasons people fail. Then not learning from history, especially from the mistakes and triumphs of those who have gone ahead, is one of the reasons people fail. If you don't learn from history, you will repeat it. It's very easy to repeat history if you don't learn from it. So you either learn from the mistakes of people or their triumphs, how they did well or how they failed. Learn from their mistakes so that you don't fall into it. Learn from their triumphs so that it's easy for you to also follow suit and replicate what they've done. Then why do people fail? Failing to say genuine thank you at least 2 times. Yoruba people are naturally taught this. How to say 2 times, but I think it's also fading away. When I was small, my mom taught me that when somebody gives you something, maybe my dad or herself or anybody, say thank you immediately, prostrate and say thank you. Then when you wake up in the morning, first thing in the morning, go and say thank you again for what the person did yesterday. Now, I've seen this in business. When you learn to say thank you to people, And I'm saying this for the benefit of people who are in business or in career. Now, your boss may be paying your salary. You did your work and your salary was paid. I'm talking about maybe people talk directly with their boss and all that. Now, if you say thank you, you did your work. In fact, sometimes for many people, if you didn't do your work, your boss may not succeed. But if you still say thank you, a time is coming. The book of remembrance will be opened about that thank you and it will produce results. I was in a meeting sometimes ago, a networking event online, and somebody, I think she mentioned that she has done several millions in dollars. And she said one of the things she does, she said that is the thing that brought her success, is that she always sends thank you message every time she gets a business deal. For example, she takes contracts. I think she's into plumbing. And you know, every time she gets an opportunity to go into a bid with other people, bids now, she will say, send a thank you card, not digital card, physical card that she'll write by her hands, thank you. She will mail it to those people that, thank you for giving me the opportunity to partake in this bid. And if she now happens to get a bid, she'll say thank you again with some, you know, like amper. She has not started the project. Just for giving her the opportunity to do it and awarding it to her, she will send amper again to them. And probably when she's done, she will send card again to say thank you. If you are the one in the place of the business owner and they got contract from you and somebody say thank you like that, who are you going to think about if next time you want to get a contract? In fact, they won't even be bid. You just say naturally, please give her. That's what you're going to say. Because she has shown that, see, I'm always available. She's not going to see anything. She's not saying I else next time. She's just saying thank you, genuine thank you. So if you imbibe that in your business, you'll be shocked at how much success will come to you. And in spiritual things now, Jesus mentioned it. Jesus said, these people were healed. Only one person returned out of 10. That means out of every 10 things God does for you, maybe you only say thank you to one. Because maybe the one sounds spectacular. Say thank you. Have a plan of saying thank you. Of dancing. I've mentioned it over and over again. And I believe one of the reasons that I may have had any form of success I've had in my life is dancing at least for 5 minutes. You say just 5 minutes? Yes, 5 minutes. Try it. You see how difficult it is to dance for 5 minutes for what God has done. Dance for at least 5 minutes to praise God for what He has done. If I receive a salary or I receive a business income, I praise God like that. Before I spend it, before I even give my tithe, I praise God like that. And you know what? God will continue to multiply and multiply and multiply when you give thanks like that. Intentional thanksgiving. Not just thanksgiving that you don't even know what you say. No, intentional one. The second thank you will distinguish you from others, from competitors. Almost everybody will say thank you. But when you say thank you the second time, you have brought a reminder to the mind of that person. Why do people fail? Taking life as a funfair instead of a warfare. You know, many people just like to take life easy, you know. You know, everything is easy. I can't kill myself, you know. Let me just have fun. It's good to have fun. Godly fun, of course. But just assuming that all your plans and wishes will come to pass without tests, trials, temptations, and attacks from the enemy is one of the reasons somebody may fail. Because you're not going to be prepared. You're just going to assume that, oh, everything is going to go as planned. There's what people always say, that all things being equal. Tell me one time that all things have become equal. They hardly ever become equal. So, assuming that all your plans and wishes will come to pass without tests, trials, and temptations, and attacks from the enemy is one of the reasons people fail and fall victims of the attacks of the enemy. The Bible says we are not unaware of the devices of the enemy. It doesn't mean that the enemy is stronger than you. You are just aware. When you are aware, you are ready. When you see anything that looks like the devil, you cast him out because you are aware. But if you are not aware, the devil can take advantage of the person. And the Bible says, let the devil take advantage of you. That means the devil does take advantage of people. Why do people fail? As we wrap up, wrong decisions. We can't even say this enough. I think we're going to discuss more on this under the, you know, seasons and time episode. Wrong decisions is one of the reasons people fail. Wrong decision is like taking the right step in the wrong direction. For example, you are going to Ibadan from Lagos and you face another direction. You just face Badagry. The person will move. In fact, increase your speed. The person will be increasing in speed, but he will be going towards the wrong direction. So taking wrong decisions is one of the reasons people fail. And that is why we must always carefully take our decisions. Praise God. Why do people fail? Wrong timing. We are going to discuss this also under the episode of Times and Seasons, which we are going to do very soon. So, right decisions taken at the wrong time or vice versa leads to painful outcomes. For example, I'm sure all of us here are adults, sex is good if done in the context of marriage. Now, when a teenager has unprotected sex, so to say, and becomes pregnant, what happens? Everybody starts blaming the person. They start saying, what's wrong with this girl? She's not patient. There is nothing wrong with what she did. She just did it at the wrong time. So when you have wrong timing, you take the right decision at the wrong time, it leads to failures. That is why we must make sure our timing, our decision, our actions are right. And lastly today, being in the wrong place is one of the reasons people fail. Right decision, right timing, but in the wrong place will still bring failure. How do we know that? Now, I want to start a farm, apple farm, where people can harvest apple and sell it. Now, let me take apple seed and go to the desert to go and plant it there. Will it grow? There's nothing wrong in planting a seed. There's nothing wrong in having a farm and trying to start business. There's nothing wrong in doing all those things. My intention is right. My timing maybe is right whenever they plant apples. My action is right, but I've taken that action in the wrong place. And that is why you and I must make sure we are at the right place at the right time. I remember when I wanted to move to Lagos, it was like the most stupid thing to do because there was even nothing to do in Lagos. And after staying there for a while, there was nothing. I didn't really have anything to show for it. But when I asked the Holy Spirit, he said, stay, stay. And I remained there. And within a short time, things started changing. So because something is not even working where you are, does not mean it's wrong. It could just be that the timing now. But make sure you are in the right place. Be planted in the right place. And now begin to do other things. That is why for anyone who is not born again, if someone is not planted in the kingdom of God, all the blessings of the kingdom of God will elude the person. That's why revisit your life today. Check your life. Make sure you are in the right path. Then you can now begin to talk about all these things we talked about. And I pray that even as we begin to take the right actions, we'll prosper in Jesus' name. Amen. So officially, the episode is done. And I want to pray for everyone today. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, and I decree by the blood of Jesus that an end comes to the struggles in the life of everyone listening today. In the name of Jesus. Father, I know that there is labor and there is labor in favor. There is a difference between the two. I pray that, Father, for everyone who has been laboring, who has been stressed, the Bible says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That means, yes, labor is good, but if somebody labors without favor, there is heavy load on that person. Father, for everyone carrying heavy load, thinking about how to pay school fees, thinking about how to pay house rent, thinking about how to pay all these minute things of life, Father, I pray that an end comes to that struggle. Everyone stagnated in one area or another. Everyone who will decide to have faith in this prayer tonight and in the name of Jesus, Father, everyone struggling, everyone stagnated, everyone saying, God, have mercy, all my mates have gone ahead of me. Father, today I decree prophetically that your mates that you are using to measure your life, very soon they will measure their own lives by your progress. In the name of Jesus, an end comes to your stagnation. An end comes to your stagnation. In the name of Jesus, favor begins to flow over your life. Begin to walk in high favor. Begin to walk in high favor. Apostle Joshua Seman defines favor as unusual kindness for everyone that kindness has eluded you. Nobody shows you kindness. I see an end comes to you today. May people begin to show you kindness in the name of Jesus. May people begin to talk to you kindly. Show you kindness in the name of Jesus. People will look at you and say, I have this car for you. Take it. I have this clothes for you. Take it. I have this phone for you. Take it. Whatever it is. Maybe you have submitted application in one place or the other. And all you need is kindness. For someone to just say, and this person, I like this person. Let us give it to him. That will be your portion today in the name of Jesus. He also defined kindness as unusual acceptance or approval. I decree for everyone who has rejected you, may the tide turn around. May they accept you, or people better than them accept you, in the name of Jesus. For every delay caused in your life by reason of rejection, I decree an end comes to that rejection in the name of Jesus. And also, unusual approval, unusual acceptance. People just see you, they just like you. That is favor. May you be liked by people that matter. May you be connected to your destiny helpers. May you be connected to people who will favor you. God says, give, it will be given to you. And good measure, pressed down, shaking together, shall men give. That means men are involved. God will decree, but men will be used. I decree. Maybe you have taken the wrong direction. You have done the wrong thing. You have offended your helper. I say from today, mercy will answer for you. Kindness will answer for you. Favor will answer for you. And so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. I decree by the time you return next week, you will return with testimonies. Write it down. For as many as we care to believe, return with testimonies. Every day, take your paper and say, I'm waiting for that testimony. Everyone who will decide to do this, you will see, you will have your testimony. Next week, we will give a time to testimonies, because I know you surely have testimonies. Let me tell you something. Every time I told this, everywhere I went to, I always have the testimony to prove to me that what I said, God confirmed it. So it's up to you. Believe it, that God, this day week, I will have my testimony. And also remember, when you take action, listen to this episode over and over again. Listen to the past ones. As you begin to take action, whatever you have been doing wrong before, maybe procrastination, say, no, I will not procrastinate this week because I want that testimony. It shall be your portion. Maybe you have been afraid to tell people about what you do. To tell people, I'm a contractor, I'm a businessman, I sell something, and you have not taken action. Take it this week. You will come with testimonies. Unusual open doors for you. Yes, open doors. In the name of Jesus, unusual open doors. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I hope we've had a good time today, and I hope everyone has been blessed. Be blessed as you go this week, in Jesus' name. Amen. Bye, everyone. We have come to the end of the episode. Please have a very great and wonderful week. Be blessed in Jesus' name.
The good success has come.